Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where myself and my co-host, Alexa, pick a random podcast from iTunes, take it for a spin, and see how long we can hang on. Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 3.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 185.
All right, so I'm going to go find the podcast for that. While I find that, take a listen to this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Category 3 is comedy. Show number 185 is Bunker Buddies with Andy and Travis. Their website, you can find them at bunkerbuddies.libsyn.com/podcast. And we're going to listen to a show called Shirtless and Okay with Ali Spagnolia. Their show, by the way, they say, join us every Wednesday as we take on every single apocalypse scenario we and you can think of. We have no idea what we're talking about, so it'll probably get pretty weird. So hunker in our bunker and let's survive this together. So here is the episode Shirtless and Okay with Ali Spagnolia. I like the production. I am worried, though. When they say, I don't know what I'm going to talk about, I got to say right now, I'm a little worried, but I like the production. I'm ready for something to happen now, so I'm thinking about now they'll have some words probably here.
Hello, Bunker Buddies. Welcome to Bunker Buddies with Andy and Allie. My co-host today is Ali Spagnolia. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Thanks for coming on. I'm really excited to have you today for a few reasons. One is going to be I'm real excited to interview you about some recent survival training you went through in our Buddy in the Bunker segment, tease to the end of the episode. But before we get going, we're going to do the regular couple of segments. Real quick, I want to give a shout out to our listener at BM Striker. His last name is spelt S-T-R-E-I-C-H-E-R, but I went to his blog and he said it's pronounced Striker, which is a really cool name.
Super cool.
Super cool. But he lives in Michigan, and last week a storm came through, wrecked his shop, and he's still waiting for the power to come back on. It's been at least a week. He seems very optimistic and very happy, but he did say that they don't have any cheesecake because Ali Spagnolia, in our first episode of Bunker Buddies Ever, which is the EMP episode, I highly recommend it, we discussed how cheesecake is actually a really great thing to have in your home.
Okay, you had me, and you said you brought her on because she knows this cool survival stuff. And then you didn't tell me the other things that she's going to tell me about. And now you're talking about cheesecake. And I'm sorry to hear this guy had a storm. So did I. Big deal. Man up. And I'm waiting to hear why you stopped talking to the person that you were so happy to have on to talk about cheesecake. So what's going on here? Okay.
For prepping in your freezer.
This lasts a really long time.
It lasts at least 8 months. I mean, that's a good thing to have in there. That's right. Keep your fridge closed. So, Bill, we are sending you lots of love, you know, and lots of, you know, metaphorical cheesecake because they don't have any out there. But I'm wishing you the best and keep us updated on how it goes. And if you're using anything from your go bag or I as soon as I read this, I was like, ooh, I hope he has a bunch of headlamps because I have a ton of headlamps. And I'm like, oh, as soon as the power goes out, I love throwing those things on. It's like, now I got a reason to use them.
Super helpful. I like to strap a candle to my head.
That's very useful. Impractical. That makes no sense. Oh, but that does explain the horrible scars on your forehead from hot wax. That's really weird. Ali Spagnolia, check out her Twitter. It's a bunch of pictures of a burned forehead.
All true.
My forehead did look like that in high school because I had bangs. Mm. And there were a couple times I burned my forehead when I used to curl my bangs.
But it's hidden by the bangs.
So hidden by the bangs, you know?
Yeah.
One time I put a little sass on there because I had a Vidal Sassoon.
Drilling so iron.
That's awesome. Very, very embarrassing. But before we get going into too much after our little Bill shout out, I also want to just mention again that this is known as Bunker Buddies with Travis and Andy, but Travis is taking a hiatus. He's going to pop in and out from time to time. So I'm going to be having guest co-hosts on. So I know that there are some big Travis fans out there, because aren't we all, at Travis McElroy. Go watch their show on CISO. But in the meantime, we get to enjoy a fun, colorful array of comedians and preppers or whatever. Whatever I can, you know, round up to come on the cast. And
now, as a first-time listener, I don't know who Travis is, and I don't really care that he's not here because I don't know who he is. And for me, I would have put that stuff at the end and gotten into whatever the heck you're going to get into with Allie. Like, let's get to the show. Let's talk a little bunker stuff or whatever. I mean, even now you've got my cat upset. Yeah, see, he's like, yeah, put it at the end. So that's what I would have done with that. Through the diehard people that listen to the end, to say, hey, if you're wondering where Travis is, he's on hiatus. We're going to have co-hosts. Deal with it. I'm going to hang in here just a little longer because I'm dying to hear what you're actually is. Like, let's get to the meat and potatoes. We're at 5 minutes now.
So, Allie, the way the podcast works is we are going to do a couple of segments. Okay?
Got it.
Then we're going to take this dope break.
Define segment. Also break.
Segment is something.
Okay, again.
That, you know, we do bits, we like to rate stuff, we like to review stuff, try stuff out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people will send us things. Like, for instance, this first segment we're going to hop into is, would you buy that? And this is a segment where people send us things from the survival prepper world to check out. And we're going to look at it and kind of walk through if we think it's worth purchasing or if it's something you'd ever use.
Now, it would have made more sense to explain what the heck Allie's getting into maybe before you press record. And I understand part of the reason you're doing this is so that the new listener like me understands what it is, but you could have gotten to it quicker without less kind of yip. Let's get to the content.
It's the first thing we're talking about. It's called the bed tent on Privacy Pop.
Which is quite a descriptive name, I'd like to add.
The bed tent or yes. Privacy Pop?
Oh, bed tent.
Bed tent, yeah.
I'm confused by what Privacy Pop may or may not be.
I don't know what that means.
Bed
either.
Tent, that's a trademark, that one.
I mean, that's a great title, right?
You know what it is?
It's got great reviews.
It's a tent.
It's got 4.5 stars out of 5 with over 1,000 reviews. My mom
on its own website,
found this.
So
its own website.
Trustworthy yeah. sources.
Yeah, you're right. These are a whole bunch of... Allie is like a... She's an internet maven, if you don't know Allie Spagnoli. She really understands how to use technology, whereas I don't because of how I was raised.
So
I blame my
completely
mom.
Completely penetrable to marketing.
I mean, you guys, just to record this, you all heard last week's audio.
Actually, no, I didn't. And actually, I don't mind this show. I'm liking the snarky. I'm liking the sarcasm. I'm liking the Privacy Pop, whatever that thing was. That has a lot of potential here. If I were to massage this message, I would have introduced her and said who she is, what she does, and why you brought her on. Then I would have gotten right to, let's review our first thing. Here's what we do. Here's our first segment where we look at this and say, would you buy this? And then boom, right into it. And then you would have been boom right into the content instead of 10 minutes in and you're just now getting into the content. Get into the content, get it quick, and save the other stuff. The fact that Travis isn't here for the power listener who's going to listen to the very end, that you say, hey, if you're listening to Howard or Travis or whatever his name is, he's not here. So that's my take on this show. Not bad. I think I'm not much of a survivalist, so I'm not really interested in the Privacy Pop, which it sounds like, is that next to Rainbow Pop? And, you know, Strawberry Pop and things like that. So I think if I was a survivalist, I would like the show. I like the sarcasm. I like the production. I like their voices. Just to me, my first impression was like, can we please just get to the good stuff and explain why Allie is here? So that'll do it for this week. If you want more tips on podcasting, find me over at schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code RODEO and save 50% off your first month or first course. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting reminding you to enjoy your ride.